Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Ion World. I'm visiting with Andrew Collier, the author in 2022. Of China's technology war, why Beijing took down its tech giants. It's important to note that Andrew wrote this with incomplete information yet at 22, during the time of the pandemic, about what the taking down of the IPO for Ant could mean. We see it completely today. Well, more completely than ever, let's put it that way. What was Ant, Andrew, and how shocking was it that they withdrew the IPO? What did that signal?
Well, Ant was basically an online bank. We have a couple of those in the United States, My Bank, and there's a few others that basically take savings deposits and distribute money and checking and so forth. So I actually visited Ant before they were a bank. I happened to be in the city where Jack Ma came from in around 2008, and I had set up a meeting with some random person who I sat down with him, and I said, what do you do? And he says, well, I lend money. And I said, aren't you like Amazon? Don't you distribute goods? I mean, what are you doing? He says, well, we have money, and we know all these customers. And so we thought we'd lend them money to help with their business. And so they were, even when they were a fledgling bank, I was introduced to some of their people. So Ant became quite large because they were very efficient and they were lower. They were offering higher rates of savings of returns to than the state-owned banks. And so they grew by leaps and bounds. And over time, the regulators, central bank and others in Beijing started to say, oh, gee, they're very risky. They don't have the same controls that banks have. Although I've seen some research from the International Monetary Fund that said that, in fact, because they had so much data, Ant was actually less risky than many of the banks. But they were about to do a very large sale of shares, an IPO in the Hong Kong market.
In 2021.
That's right. $34 billion Shanghai IPO.
No, I have that wrong. It was in 2020. I'm sorry. I get the dates right. The IPO.
That's right. November of 2020. I'm sorry. Right. It was very shortly after Jack Ma's speech.
Right.
And in the Shanghai market, and all of a sudden it was canceled. And it caused a huge uproar because this was a very important company, very popular and very successful. And Jack Ma was the golden boy in the tech area. And all of a sudden it was canceled. And that put the fear of God in everybody else in the tech sector in China.
And identified this theme that runs through Andrew's analysis in 22 and now here in 25. Xi Jinping chose to emphasize ideology over the markets. And right then, although it was hard to believe, the Chinese Communist Party was going to reduce the assets by, I didn't do a percentage, but billions and hundreds of billions of dollars went away from China's development into the future. Did they recognize that at the Politburo? Did Wang Huning or Xi have to answer for those crashes in the stocks?
Well, the market cap for the total market capitalization for the Chinese internet companies went from $2.5 trillion U.S. dollars at its peak in 2020 to $1.4 trillion. So it was a loss of over $1 trillion in market cap. Investment in the industry fell 80% following this whole fiasco. I'm not sure that Wang Huning really cares about private capital because he probably sees it as a threat to the Communist Party. And a lot of the argument that's made in Beijing, or was made then and is made now, was that a lot of these companies were getting too risky. I don't really buy that. I think regulation could have been increased in a fairly cautious and careful manner. But instead, they basically took an axe to the entire industry. And overnight, any company that wanted to sell shares or even expand in the tech sector knew that they had the potential to get in trouble. So the whole tech sector basically sort of flattened out at that point.
September of 21, this is a month after Xi Jinping's Common Prosperity speech, the regulators in Beijing call in Tencent, Alibaba, Didi, and one food company. I don't remember the name of it. Meituan or something.
Meituan, yeah.
And read them very carefully what the future contains. The regulators were then telling the companies, no longer are you going to grow, you're going to obey. Is that the gist of that conversation?
Yes, and the broader point here is that Xi Jinping does not feel that spending money to help consumers get easy delivery for, you know, chicken and rice or hop into a car to go to a party somewhere is a good use of Chinese money. He thinks that this is kind of a waste, that making the soft, what I call the soft side of tech, the service industry, is basically a waste. And all these hundreds of millions of dollars spent on educating people because the school system was not adequate, he also felt was just helping rich people get richer. He believes that China's greatness can happen only through the party and through state investment and not through consumption, is basically what it comes down to. So all the consumption side of the tech industry collapsed overnight, and he shifted gears to where we are today, which is in a very different direction.
And in 22, you were close enough to the events to say, is this going to continue? Your measure today, has it continued? Is it worse, Andrew?
It has continued very much. The service sector of the tech industry is nowhere near as large as it was back in 2020. Most of the money going into the tech industry is in what I call hard tech, which is chips, and then the artificial intelligence, which is basically used primarily for the industrial sector. So, you know, the idea of starting a company that can do something to help online payments or something for the consumption side is not happening. Now, she did have a meeting with a lot of tech people recently, back earlier this year.
30 seconds, Andrew, 30 seconds.
And he said, come in and I'm going to help support you. But nobody believed that to be really true. They don't trust him at this point.
Andrew Collier, the book is China's Technology War, Why Beijing Took Down Its Tech Giants. When we come back, the PBOC itself, the People's Bank of China, what part does it play in this reducing the asset class so dramatically in the last 5 years?
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.